There's just something about turning on the mic and being able to talk and share my thoughts that just feels so good. I really hope you feel that way about your podcast. And if you do not have a podcast yet, I am hoping that you are working on that. But for those of you who already do have a podcast, I want you to think back to when you first started. It was exciting, maybe a little nerve-wracking putting yourself out there, but you did it. And somewhere along the way, we start to feel this almost dread feeling about having to keep up. If you don't feel that way, amazing. I love it for you. But over the years, I have worked with so many clients who start to feel stalled out, like they just can't keep going the way they were. And if you've ever have or you do currently feel that way, there's usually a reason. And somewhere along the way, you became the entire podcasting team. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. So welcome to Podcast First Marketing. If you're new here, I'm so glad you're here. For those of you returning, I just love that you're coming back. My name is Allison Nitsch. I help business owners stay consistent with podcasting that builds trust, keeps them visible, and leads people towards working with you. But I don't want you to have to do it all yourself. I want to help you make your podcast feel a little bit easier this week. Yes, this week, not this quarter or after you've done some huge rebrand. We don't need to do that. I want to help you with something this week. So keep listening. When you or people in general start a podcast, it's fun. It feels fun. You have all these ideas. You're motivated. You're excited to share your voice. I once had a client tell me, though, that when she first started to record, she felt like she wanted to throw up. I said, just get past that. You will feel better. And she did amazing. And it was fun for her. And she got a client from it. So I want you, and maybe you picture like these clients finding you through your podcast. So it's all like keeping you motivated and exciting. And at the beginning, you're just mostly focused on recording and getting these episodes out there. And that part feels creative and fun. But then you start to realize that there's a lot that goes behind podcasting. And I don't want to say this to, especially if you haven't started a podcast, I definitely don't want to say all this to scare you off from podcasting. But a lot of people don't realize how much goes into a podcast. And they think, oh, I'm going to start a podcast. I'm just going to record and get it up there. And then a couple months later, it's not doing very well. And then they just stopped. I talked a little bit about this in the last episode. So if you want to listen to that. But the thing is, there is a lot that goes into it, just like creating a reel. I mean, you have to create the video or the B-roll or the carousel. There's a lot that goes behind everything. So when people think there's a lot that goes behind podcasting or that it's going to be easier, what's easy to some is to not others. I don't want to go on that tangent, but you eventually realize that every episode comes with a long list of tasks to do. And then you start to realize, okay, well, what do I talk about this week? When am I going to record it? Do I even have a time on my calendar? When am I going to get the audio edited and whatever you do to get it published? I need to write the episode description. I've got to upload the file and schedule it and promote it. And I can't forget the links. I've got to put the links in there. And then you turn around and do it all again the next week. And that's when a lot of times I hear people say, it's just too much. I can't keep up with it. And because it is, it's a lot. And you're doing, if you think about it, like 7 or 8 jobs attached to one episode. Now, if you've got this rhythm down, I have a rhythm. And once you get it down, and of course, this is what I do for a living. So what's easier for me may not be easier for you. Just like writing my website copy is not the easiest for me, but for a copywriter, they can spit it out like nothing. So you have to be thinking about how this feels to you. Now, one of the things I want to say is that batching helps a lot. I will say I am a huge advocate for batching. And I can't remember if I've talked about this. It may have been on my last podcast, but batching comes in lots of different forms. There can be you batch by the task. So maybe you sit down and you record several episodes at once. And then another time you sit down and you do all of the production tasks for them. And then you sit down another time and you write the blogs or the emails or the promotional stuff. There's different ways of batching. And I've probably done them all. Right now, I have switched to, I am trying for the first, I started, I think in January, maybe February, I can't remember. But I am starting where I am focusing on one episode from top to bottom. I plan all my month of episodes ahead because I do my 4-episode focus method. So I do focus on what 4 episodes I'm going to talk about for the month, but then I break it down one episode at a time. So right now I'm thinking about the outline of it. All my topics are listed, and then I record it. I go ahead and do the editing, all the different tasks, the blogs, the Pinterest pins, all of those things, my email, all in one sitting. But I am also a month ahead. So I'm recording this episode on April 21st, but I'm still in April and this is coming out in May. So to me, it's a month ahead, but I'm not waiting until the week of or the week before. I'm doing it ahead, but I'm doing it one episode at a time. What I used to do was batch one day, all 4 episodes. Then I, took it by the task. So it really depends on what works for you. All of that to say, batching isn't a cure-all if the system underneath it is messy. If you don't even have a system in order to batch, that's not going to help you. Just because you can batch 4 episodes at a time, you still will be wondering, well, what am I talking about? Or maybe you can't batch because you don't know what to talk about. I do have a client who said, she might be listening, that said batching or coming up with her 4 episodes helped her batch. So if that's what you need help with, hey, reach out to me. But if you don't know why these episodes matter or even when they're going live or how you're going to get it all done, that's not going to help. Batching will help you with time, but it's not going to solve this mental load of everything you have to do. And that's an important difference. And I do want to make sure that you are aware of that, because I know a lot of people just say batch, it'll make it all better. Not necessarily. If you don't have a strategy behind it, batching still doesn't help. So I said I was going to help you make one thing easier this week. So here's what I want to do. I no longer want you to see your podcast as this one giant task. I want you to separate it into 3 different buckets. So the first bucket we're going to call the content bucket. This is going to be the what am I talking about? Come up with different topic ideas. I always recommend my clients focus on a month at a time. And I help them with a quarter at a time, but we focus on 1 month at a time. So let's get these 4 episodes done, and then let's look at the next month. So just focus on what are you talking about? Then the second bucket is your strategy. And if you're thinking, I don't need a strategy, go back and listen to last week's episode. You need to hear it. But what I want you to do with your strategy is think about why, after you have your list of episodes, why does this episode matter? And do that for each episode. What is it helping listeners do, think, or move toward? So think about those 3 things. What is each episode helping them do, think, or move towards? So thinking of my 4-episode method, what job are you giving each episode? What do you want your listener to do with it? So after they've listened to it, how should they feel after listening to it? Are you guiding them towards an offer, or are you just explaining to listen to another episode to keep them binging your content that will eventually lead to an offer? That's what I do, sprinkle in offers here and there. But the ultimate goal is to keep people wanting to listen to more. All of those things should be coming into play when you're creating content. So that's strategy. So come up with your content, then think about what are these episodes doing. Then the third bucket is the production. This is all of the after stuff, before and after, but production is usually the after. So how do all of these episodes, once you've done them, how do they get polished? How did you publish them? How do you get them out into the world? That's what you need to be thinking about. Now, what I want you to think about is after you've thought about those 3 buckets, I want you to ask yourself, which bucket feels the heaviest to you right now? Which one's the hardest? The content, the strategy, or the production? I don't know how I got on this tangent or this analogy bucket, because I also say if you have revenue leaks, it's like having a bucket. It's like having a leak in your bucket. Like you may not notice the water's leaving right away because it's like a small leak, but over time it's going to empty. Anyway, I don't know how I got on the buckets, but which of these buckets that we just talked about, the content, the strategy, or production, feels the heaviest to you right now? So think about that. If it's the content, I want you to just sit down and make a list of 10 problems your audience asks about. If you have to do some research, do research. What are Google, find it in Google, go to YouTube, go to whatever, find out what people are asking for. We want to be speaking to what it is our listener is needing help with. If your episodes are purely just for entertainment, if it's not helping someone get a quick win or lead them to something, that is just going to be what we call a hobby podcast, especially if all your episodes do that. If you just have one or two, no. But if it's like most of your episodes are purely just for like entertainment, that's a hobby podcast. But if you want your podcast to help market your business, you have to speak to what your listeners need solved. Okay, if the strategy part feels heavy, if that bucket's the heaviest, I want you to decide what each episode is supposed to do. So have a list of your episodes, and I want you to label them with a job. Is this episode helping them build trust? Like, is it helping them trust me more? And honestly, every episode is doing that, but think about it more in specifically. Is a certain episode answering an objection? Are you trying to explain to them in a way that will help them believe that what you do could work for them? Are you creating some type of urgency? Maybe you have a launch coming up and you're really trying to explain to them what it is that your offer is going to do. Are you pointing them to an offer? Are you explaining what it is that you do and that you could help them with? Or are you just helping the listener take one more step? Even if it is now go listen to this episode, that's one more step. I know a lot of people think I have to sell, I have to sell, I have to sell. Not necessarily. If you are leading them on this journey, you have to think about if someone finds you today, I think I said this last week, but if someone finds you today and they're new, one episode is not probably going to sell them. But if they sit there and binge 3 or 4 or 5, that might do it. So could they hire you in one day? Yeah. But are they going to hire you after one episode? I mean, if they do, you did something really good. Reach out to me and tell me what it is. Okay. So that's the strategy bucket. If your production bucket feels the heaviest, simplify your tools. Maybe you're doing too much. Shorten your workflow. Or the biggest one that's usually put off far too long is get help. See if someone can help you. Hello, I'm right here. But you do not need to fix everything today. Okay? So think about which bucket feels the heaviest and start with that. That's how things are going to feel easier. One thing at a time. I know I'm not great at one thing at a time, but I have to remind myself one thing at a time. And I know that you think that you can do way more on your own. I know because I'm you. Or that you feel like you should be doing things on your own. And that's usually not true. We are capable of doing so many things on our own, but having help is just as important. As moms and business owners, we have way too much on our plates. We have so much, but yet do we hire house cleaners or yard people to help us? Yeah. I mean, I don't. I wish I had something right now. We do have a pool cleaner. But there's just so many different ways that we can get help. So if your podcast is struggling because you are carrying every role at once and you cannot keep up, yeah, that would make anything feel heavy. And that is also why support matters. We know you're capable. You just don't have to do it all on your own. Business owners were never meant to be strategists and producers and editors and copywriters and schedulers and the hosts like every single week. Can we? Of course we can. Do we want to? Not always. So if you need support, I am here for you. Please reach out to me and then come back next week because I want to talk about why some podcasts are doing everything right. They're doing all the things, but they and all these things that they've been told to do, but they still don't convert. So that's what matters. We need it to convert. So come back next week and I'll see you there.